Yayasan Multikultural Australia atau The Australian Multicultural Foundation meluncurkan aplikasi untuk mendorong penggunaan internet yang aman dan sehat di rumah-rumah di Australia. Tersedia dalam 17 bahasa, CyberParent dibuat untuk mengajarkan pada para orang tua untuk bisa mengetahui apa saja yang dikerjakan oleh anak-anak mereka secara online dan di media sosial. Berikut ini pendengar, rangkuman yang disusun oleh Peggy Iacomelos. Ide dan usulan untuk membuat aplikasi ini dilahirkan dari serangkaian lokakarya dan program percobaan yang dijalankan oleh Yayasan Multikultural Australia, AMF. Selama berlangsungnya lokakarya, para peserta berdiskusi tentang keamanan dan bagaimana memonitor penggunaan internet anak-anak mereka. Aplikasi ini pendengar mengacu pada internet itu sendiri, media sosial, serta beberapa aplikasi dan website yang banyak digunakan oleh para kaum muda seperti WhatsApp, Twitter, dan juga Telegram. Direktur Eksekutif dari AMF, Has Dalal, mengatakan berdasarkan lokakarya yang dilangsungkan tersebut, diketahui bahwa para orang tua ingin belajar bagaimana agar dapat membantu anak-anak mereka untuk menavigasi dunia online.
We felt that, look, parents are obviously anxious about the risks the internet poses and want to protect their children from dangerous materials or unwanted contact, such as online grooming, cyberbullying, and radicalization. And we also felt that, you know, if you wanted to deal with these issues or these behavioral issues or problems that may arise from the use of internet, and don't get me wrong, I mean, it's obviously a wonderful tool and there is so much benefit in it, but also we was, you know, undoubtedly it was necessary to be aware of some of the risks and dangers of the internet as well.
Mr. Dalal mengatakan, aplikasi yang mereka kembangkan ini ditujukan untuk mengembangkan protokol, cara-cara berkomunikasi, serta keahlian bagi para orang tua. Selain itu juga memberikan beberapa tips praktis, seperti misalnya apa arti dari singkatan-singkatan yang sering digunakan oleh anak-anak.
And there's about a set of 80 different acronyms that they use online. So I've actually made that available for parents, you know, things like TOS, meaning parent over shoulder, or PIR, parent in room. So the families are really excited about that one. That was probably the most popular section of the app, is to get a hold of those acronyms.
Leila Sheikh, seorang ibu berkebangsaan Australia berdarah Somalia, harus belajar untuk mengarahkan dunia online anak-anaknya. Ia mengatakan bahwa banyak tantangan terkait bagaimana memonitor gerak-gerik anak muda di dunia online ini. Tetapi dirinya berusaha untuk memprioritaskannya.
So I sit with him, so I do my work next to them while they playing game or they getting access. And at the same time I have like a chat with them how it's important to be aware what resources they are looking or if someone bullying him to come to tell me and show me if he chat with someone, who is that person, what age it is.
Anaknya, Ibrahim Abdullah yang berusia 12 tahun, menyambut baik masukan sang ibu tentang penggunaan internet.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because then you won't be bad in the future or like change an attitude. And if your parents help you, it would help you be a better person. Yeah, I think it's a good thing because then you won't be bad in the future or like change an attitude. And if your parents help you, it would help you be a better person.
Komisaris E-Safety Federal, Julie Inman Grant, menyampaikan tentang pentingnya keterlibatan orang tua sejak dini dalam kehidupan online anak-anak mereka.
We're now growing up with a generation of children as young as 2 and 3 swiping the iPad, and that's the time we should start having those conversations about the digital do's and don'ts. So if we start those conversations early and build expectations with our kids that we are going to be engaged in their online lives, then that sets them up for much more guidance and resilience in the future when they go on major social media platforms at the age of 13 and beyond and potentially face that digital online onslaught of cyberbullying, potential sexting, and image-based abuse.
Pihak AMF mengatakan bahwa walaupun latar belakang etnis, keagamaan, ataupun budaya seseorang dapat dipandang sebagai kekuatan, Faktor-faktor ini jugalah dapat membuat para kaum muda lebih rentan terhadap bahaya diskriminasi, isolasi, dan juga bullying di dunia maya. Komisaris dari eSafety, Julie Inman Grant, mengatakan hal ini merupakan satu isu yang perlu dipandang secara serius.
Unfortunately, we've seen a decided lack of online civility in everyday life on social media these days. So you do see the contours of misogyny, of racism, and particularly those who are more vulnerable. We want to make sure that we're giving them the tools to not only protect their voices online, but to help them promote their voices online.